The dry bean scene is made possible in part by the North Harvest Bean Growers Association, FMC, and SRS Commodities. Farm organizations and members of Congress gathered in Washington, D.C. on Thursday to rally for ratification of the U.S.-Mexico-Canada Agreement. At the rally, House Agriculture Committee Chairman Colin Peterson urged farmers and ranchers to be patient, but to look for a vote later this fall.
I know the Speaker is working hard to build support in our caucus so that we can bring this to the floor. So I think we're on track, at least at this point. A bigger issue is getting something resolved with the China situation. And I think it's going to be very hard to do if we don't get this out of the way. So that's another reason for us to move on this sooner rather than later.
American Farm Bureau President Zippy Duval also spoke at the rally, saying U.S. farmers need a level playing field and open markets for trade. Estimates indicate the U.S. would gain more than $2 billion in additional farm exports and $65 billion in gross domestic product once the agreement is in place.
This trade treaty is that important. Farmers do not want aid. They want trade. But the only trade that we can afford to be involved in is a trade that provides us a level playing field. What sets America apart from the rest of the world is our infrastructure and our ability to be productive. And our farmers are the most productive in the world. Let's get level playing field, fair trade. Let's get USMCA done.
Thanks for tuning in. The dry bean scene is made possible in part by Johnstown Bean Company, UPL, and Central Valley Bean Cooperative.